Hello again. After far too long, at least for me, it's time for another Shellac Stack program. And rather than dwell on why it's been a year and a half since the last program, why don't we just get on down to business with season's greetings from Capitol Records.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells in Santa Claus' sleigh. Oh, what fun on Christmas night when Santa's on his way. Oh, jingle bells, jingle. Say, what's that young lady doing there waving her thumb? Ho, ho, Donner, ho, Blitzen, ho now.
Hey, Pop, you going my way? I just missed the super chief, and I've got to be in Chicago for a party.
Well, this is slightly irregular.
Oh, go on, Santa. If I miss the party, the operators...
Operators? You mean the jukebox operators? Why, that's where I'm headed. Jump in.
Thanks, old boy.
Come on, Donner. Come on, Blitzen. Come on, now. Come on, Dasher, boy. Yeah, team, yeah! Yeah!
I'll sit on this old bag here, and don't tell me it's somebody's mother.
Careful, that bag is full of records.
Santa, you giving records to jukebox operators for Christmas?
But these are very special records, gal. All brand new, and every one a positive hit.
Say, that sounds pretty slick. And look at this, a solid gold box. Who's that for?
Why, it's for the party. It's a very special Christmas jukebox. Every time an operator touches it, money comes out, and he gets a message.
A message?
Well, here, drop a few of these coins in and see.
Gee, nickels with reindeers instead of buffaloes. Well, here goes.
Jingle coins, jingle in the box. Scoop them by the handful to fill your Christmas socks. From Capitol we sing to you our greetings most sincere. Good health to you and wealth to you throughout the coming year.
That was real nice.
Here, let's try another.
This is Margaret Whiting, wishing you good cheer. How can I give thanks enough for all you've done this year? Spinning round and round with you means so much, you see. So here's a grateful part of me to place beneath your tree.
There's more, too. A lot of other individual greetings. Stan Kenton, Peggy Lee, Gordon McRae, Joe Stafford, Jimmy Wakely, Paul Wesson, K-Star, Tennessee Ernie, Julia Lee, and the rest of the Capitol gang, including Sugar Child Robinson.
Gosh, that's great, but how about those new records for next year? Could I hear one of them?
Sure thing. Take one out of the bag and play it. You can hear a preview on the other side of this record. But before you do, let's drop just one more coin in the gold jukebox.
Here's happiness to jukebox men in everything you do. From all the gang at Capitol, a Merry Christmas to.
Hey! Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody!
Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Well, in case you thought this rather crass commercialization of Christmas was anything new, there's Margaret Whiting and Santa Claus, as he's billed on the label, plugging Capitol Records to jukebox operators in 1949. The label of that Capitol record says just Season's Greetings from Capitol 1949, 65 years ago, and all they were thinking was nickels, nickels, nickels. Well, my name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the Shellac Stack, a program, a very occasional program, I might add, featuring 78 RPM records from my collection, all kinds of vintage, popular, classical, country, blues, anything goes here on the Shellac Stack. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and joining me on this, the first and last Shellac Stack program of 2014. Last time I spoke to you was in August of 2013, and I've been pretty busy with all kinds of other projects here, and I've never made any errors about Shellac Stack being a regular or a particularly high on my list of priorities, though I certainly enjoy it, and it's just something I do when I can make the time for it. And for a lot of reasons, which I won't bore you with, this past year has been a very busy one for me, and it's been difficult to find the time. So I apologize. I'll try to do better next year, because as much for you as for me, I enjoy doing this. It's a fun opportunity to pull out some records from the shelf, have a listen to them, and get feedback sometimes. I love it when people hear something they enjoy and take a moment to write. Perhaps that Capitol record is not the world's best record, but it's one that I was pleased to find while digging through some crates not too long ago and thought you might enjoy hearing it. Up next, I've got a record by Tiny Hill and his orchestra from November of 1945, and this will start off a little set of Keep On songs. First, it's I'll Keep On Loving You, and after that, we'll hear Don Redman and his orchestra under the pseudonym of Earl Harlan on a Mellotone record from November of 1933, November 14th. Chick Bullock sings the vocal on Keep On Doing What You're Doing. So first up, here's Tiny Hill, I'll Keep On Loving You.
If the world keeps on turning, as I'm sure it's bound to do, then I'll keep on loving you. If the dawn comes tomorrow, and we know that it is true, then I'll keep on loving you. What if things change? The sky would fall, dawn wouldn't come, the world would stall. I wouldn't care, long as you're near, wouldn't matter to me at all. If the stars stay in heaven and the moon stays in the blue, then I'll keep on loving you.
Thank you. on doing what you're doing, although it's leading me to ruin. Just keep on doing what you're doing, 'cause I love what you're doing to me. Just keep on doing what you're doing, although I know there's trouble brewing. Just keep on doing what you're doing, 'cause I love what you're doing to me. Your lips as red as wine, our lips I can't resist. And once they're pressed to mine, I want to be kissed and kissed. Just keep on doing what you're doing, although it's leading me to ruin. Just keep on doing what you're doing, 'cause I love what you're doing to me.
From November 14th, 1933, there you have Earl Harlan and his orchestra, really just a pseudonym for Don Redman's band, and the song Keep On Doing What You're Doing, sung for us by the ubiquitous vocalist Chick Bullock, and coming from the 1933 film Hips Hips Hooray, starring the comedy duo of Wheeler and Woolsey. And that particular song finds them swinging from chandeliers and turning upside down and inside out a businessman's office. I forget the exact reason why they're there and doing that, but I recall that it was a especially funny scene and a particularly good film of theirs, one of my favorites that they made. I recommend it if you ever have the chance to see it. It's Hips Hips Hooray by Wheeler and Woolsey. That 78 was on the Mellotone label, number 12867, and it's rather crunchy, as my friend Andy Sr. would say. I apologize for that. It's unfortunately not in great shape, but I just love the song and thought you might enjoy hearing it despite the crackles, pops, and other roughness to the sound. Before that, we heard Tiny Hill singing with his orchestra I'll Keep On Loving You, another Keep On song. And that was early Mercury disc, Mercury 2024, from November of 1945. Well, up next, I've got another late World War II or just after era disc. This is a black and white 78. That's the label name, not necessarily the colors, although the label was black and white. This is number 774, and it's by Jan Garber and his orchestra from 1946. Tommy Trainer sings it, a tune that I wasn't expecting to like as much as I did. The title is The Gypsy, and thematically, while it may not be the most appealing to me, at least musically, I find it a very pleasant melody, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Jan Garber now, and The Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Have you met Yvette? Well, you have now. That's Yvette singing on a Bluebird 78 from July 17th, 1940. The song is called One Look at You, and it comes from the Paramount film A Night at Earl Carroll's. Yvette is a rather shadowy, mysterious figure to me. I've not been able to turn up too much about her, except that she recorded about a dozen selections for Bluebird Records in 1940, and had apparently a radio program on NBC at about that same time. But other than a few trade references to her in 1940, I haven't been able to find out anything about her. I spent a while searching online, but with only a single moniker to go by, and the label just says Yvette, no last name given, it's been fairly difficult to turn up anything. If you happen to have met Yvette or know anything about her, I'd appreciate it if you would drop me a line, let me know, even a little pointer to any other sources that might give me a little bit of information. I think she has a very pleasant voice, and at least the records I've heard of hers, I enjoy them. One Look at You there, sung by Yvette. And by the way, that whole Have You Met Yvette, that's not my idea. That's how she's introduced on the reverse of that record. Before that, we heard Jan Garber and his orchestra with Tommy Trainor singing The Gypsy from 1946 on a black and white 78. That was at a time when Jan Garber seems to have been shopping around and recording for all sorts of little independent labels before I think he settled with Capitol later in the 1940s. Anyway, up next, I've got an acoustic record by Joseph C. Smith and his orchestra. This is from November 6th, 1919, and I play this for my friend Andrew Green, who is leader of the Petrine Ragtime Society Orchestra in the Washington, D.C. area. And Andrew Green is an accomplished pianist himself and scholar of ragtime-era music, and with his orchestra, they perform for silent films, and they give ragtime concerts, and I'm very pleased to be able to say that in the coming year, they will be recording a CD entirely of music by Mel Kaufman, an unfortunately rather forgotten and neglected composer who wrote scores of great foxtrots, one-steps, and other dances in the 19-teens and 20s. Probably his most famous was a tune called Meow, which was later given lyrics and recorded by a number of people in the 78 RPM era, and continued to show up in the soundtrack to Looney Tunes cartoons well into the 1950s, whenever a cat was on the screen. I have some good recordings of Meow, but that's not what I've got queued up next. It's another one of his pieces, a one-step called Taxi, recorded for the Victor label, number 18640. Here's Joseph C. Smith's orchestra, Taxi.
Thank you.
Joseph C. Smith's orchestra and Taxi from 1919, a tune written by Mel Kaufman, and be sure to watch for the Petrine Ragtime Society Orchestra's CD called Step With Pep, the music of Mel Kaufman, coming out later in 2015. Well, up next, here's a couple of Bell songs, and this is really just coincidence. I had happened to select both of these records individually for today's program and didn't even really consider that they both had Bell in the title. And that's because the first one, by Zez Confrey and his orchestra, is called simply Dumbbell, a single word. And this is from December 26th, 1922. Confrey is the composer and the pianist, and it's his orchestra. And enjoy. Here it is.
Thank you.
That composition was credited jointly to Duke Ellington and Irving Mills, though part of me has to wonder how much either of them actually had to do with the actual writing of that tune. That was Ring Dem Bells, played by Duke Ellington's orchestra in August of 1930, recorded out in Hollywood and coming from the picture Check and Double Check. Cootie Williams was the uncredited vocalist on that Victor record. Before that, recorded just 8 years earlier, but sounding totally, totally different, Zez Confrey and his orchestra, and one of his own compositions called Dumbbell, coming from Victor 19009. Two interesting Bell records for you. Before I continue, I'd like to pause and just say a quick hello and thank you to the many people who have written to me over the past year and a half, many of you wondering if and when I would ever return with additional podcasts, and I have to say it's largely through your encouragement that I'm here again, and so thanks to Jim, Dave, Greg, Joe, and Mark. I don't know where you guys are from, but you all wrote kind things to me. Also, Brian in New Zealand, Malcolm over in the UK, and Roy in the UK. Thank you all so much for taking a moment to write to me with your comments, requests, and a few suggestions too, but largely just to say hi. And if you would like to join them and say hello to me, I would appreciate hearing from you. My email is shellacstack@gmail.com, or you can just go to my website, briansright.com, and click on the contact button and send me a message through my website. That's probably the easiest way. So send me a note. I'll do my best to respond. And if you have any requests, I'll do my best to play them. A few requests did come in over the past year and a half, and I will try to get to some of those in programs in the very near future. Some of the records that were asked for, I either don't have or I have to do a little bit of searching to find them. Okay, up next, two records from Decca's 5000 Hillbilly series in the mid-1930s, just for a little bit of musical change of pace. First, a tune written by Slim Bryant called The Yum Yum Blues, played by Clayton McMission's Georgia Wildcats from 1937 on Decca 5424. After that, we'll hear Hugh and Shug's Radio Pals on Decca 5534 with Nobody's Sweetheart, featuring some fantastic stop-time slap bass in the middle. Don't tune out on this one. It's pretty good. So here's the Yum Yum Blues now, Clayton McMission's Georgia Wildcats.
Sister goes out dancing, Mama to the shows. Daddy slips out prancing, but Mama never knows. Most folks have their hobbies, they can have just what they may. But I'll go back just where I've been to drive my blues away. Cause I've been to see my baby. She loves me and it don't mean maybe. She tells me that most every night and day. And when I'm gone, she'll miss me. Cause she says, honey, kiss me. Kiss me in that good old-fashioned way. Then I say, baby, don't be bashful till your daddy come. Lip to lip, gum to gum, close them smackers and yum, yum, yum. Now, honey, I won't leave you, cause I don't want to grieve you. Leave you with those yum, yum blues. Daddy come, lip to lip, gum to gum, close them smackers and yum, yum, yum. Now, honey, I won't leave you, cause I don't want to grieve you, leave you with those yum, yum blues.
Nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, when a little bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, that you're nobody's sweetheart now. Walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, well, a little bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, but you know that it's sweetheart.
Recorded just a week apart back in July of 1937, two records from Decca's 5,000 Hillbilly and Country series. First, it was Clayton McMission's Georgia Wildcats with the Yum Yum Blues, followed by Hugh and Shug's Radio Pals and Nobody's Sweetheart. And Clayton McMission may have been the vocalist on the Yum Yum Blues, and I really have no idea who was the vocalist on Nobody's Sweetheart, but they're both fun records, and hopefully you found something there to enjoy. Well, this being the week after Christmas, at least when I'm recording this, and not quite yet New Year's, it seems reasonable to play a few holiday-themed selections, but with Christmas over, I don't particularly feel like pulling out and playing more tried-and-true Christmas records, so instead, I'll give you a couple of winter-themed tunes. First, Al Donahue and his orchestra on Decca 626, The Winter Waltz, and after that, a Bluebird 78 by Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, It's Wintertime Dreams. So these should be good for at least a couple more months yet to come. Here's Al Donahue starting us off with the Winter Waltz.
Shadows are dancing on the snow while we waltz the winter waltz. Tonight we glide on mirrors made of ice. We're in a winter paradise while we waltz the winter waltz. Tonight heaven is ours beneath the stars. We're in a wonderland where diamonds in the sky are twinkling and tinkling. There's snow upon the moon, but in our hearts it feels like June while we waltz the winter waltz tonight.
Wonderful wintertime dreams.
These are the nights for romance. Stars shining bright, trees all in white, dressed for a wedding at sea. Wonderful wintertime dreams. Hear the sleigh bells ring outside, passing by the door. Can't you see a groom and bride? What are we waiting for? Snowflakes are tumbling down, each little flake frosting a cake filled with our honeymoon scheme. Wonderful wintertime dream.
Wintertime Dreams was composed by Al Bryan and Felix Bernard, and that particular recording of it was made by Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra on October 22, 1936, in New York City, and issued on Bluebird 6639. It's a pleasant enough tune. Before that, we heard Al Donahue and his orchestra, with singing by Barry McKinley, Decca 626 from November of 1935, The Winter Waltz, and that was written by Arthur Altman and Milton Ager. And with those two winter-themed records, we approach the end of today's Shellac Stack. As always, I thank you for taking a moment to log on and tune in. If you enjoyed the program, I hope you'll perhaps take an additional moment to tell your friends, let them know where they can listen to the Shellac Stack, and if you feel so inclined, drop me a little note to say hello. And let me know if there's anything that I can scour the record shelves around here for and play for you. And now, because we are just a short while from the new year, and I can't resist playing a traditional New Year's tune, here is Auld Lang Syne. But which version is it going to be? I'm going to play you the recording made by Dick Two-Ton Baker with the Maple City Four for Mercury Records. And this will be our sign-off for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I promise I'll try to be back before another year and a half goes by with more 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Thanks again for tuning in, and Happy New Year to you all.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of
friend, and gives a hand of thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Oh, old lang syne, my dear. Oh, old lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for old.